Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise!
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. And what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. Now we're going to dive right into this today, warriors. Like, this year is so unbelievably serious, like so unbelievably serious. And many of you guys have still been sitting on the sidelines. You haven't activated. You haven't created a budget. You haven't started investing. I've ran into thousands of people worldwide since 2020, either whether it's an airport or at events. And rightfully so, I've talked to over 1,000 people, right? We've coached over 8,000 people since 2020. And some people are still in the same position waiting for a savior. They're waiting for something in the physical change to allow the internal to change. It does not work that way. And I'm here to tell you, family, if you remember in 2019, they had a pandemic preparedness response at the World Economic Forum, November, December, 2019. By 2020, your world got flipped upside down. A worldwide pandemic that changed everything we did, guys. Problem, reaction, solution. Whoever creates a problem creates a reaction in the people is the same people who come up with the solution. And the solution is to move you into the new way of living. Rosie Rios said in 2012 that you need a shock to the system to change consumer behaviors. Well, guess what? Now, Disease X. Now, Disease X has been talked about since, I think, 2017, but at Davos, and so interesting, at Davos, where the richest people in the world come together who make the money moves within our economy. We know that God is the creator, but what people always say is money makes the world go around, right? Whoever controls the money controls the media, controls the information, controls the people. Well, Davos, they're really talking deep around Disease X. And ironically, this is right before January 20th. Today is Monday, January 22nd. January 20th, 2024 was a massive, I don't know if you guys felt it. I felt it. Me and my kids were at the Barrett Jackson car show. We drove home and we were wiped, like tired, like really, really tired. Could be something else, but I took it as the shift. I really did. We came home. We kind of just vegged out. Woke up today, pretty tired today, but I feel energized. I feel motivated. I feel inspired. I feel connected. But January 20th, 2024 was a shift from Capricorn to Aquarius. And this is going to go on for a while, guys. It's going to go on for a while. Now, this is going to be the shifts that are going to be our economy, our government structure, the way we communicate, the way that we operate for about the next 100 years. It's a big shift, guys. And now they're talking about Disease X, right? And on my Tuesday's YouTube video, I'm going to take you guys through one of our amazing team members just sent me this. It's around John D. Hopkins. It's called the SPARS pandemic scenario. So they're preparing for 2025 to 2028, a huge pandemic. So what does that mean? Okay, so that's, it's not to scare you. If you have the information, you can prepare. You don't have to wait for the media to tell you what to do or how to react and do all these things. That's the thing that I've been trying to preach to people. There's nothing wrong. There's no problem. The problem is you not activating. The problem is you not doing something about it. The problem is you not getting yourself healthy. The problem is you not making decisions. Right now, we have the biggest wealth transfer in human history, and all of us can be a part of it, but most people will do nothing about it. And then 2025 is going to hit, 26, 27, 28. A new pandemic is going to come in, and you're going to be like, oh, living in fear. It's going to lower your frequency, and that's exactly what they want. That's the rapture. The people go into the lower level of frequency. Your immune system is going to break down. Your mindset's going to break down. And when you're low immune system, low mindset, you're in the carnal mind, the people who control the money, control the media, can move you any way they want. Because if you can't control your emotions and somebody else control, anybody, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your partner, anybody that controls your emotions has power over you. That's just facts. Anybody that can control your emotions has power over you. So are you going to give your power to your spouse, partner, or loved one? Or are you going to give it to the government? Are you going to give your emotional power to somebody you dearly, dearly care about and you want to be affected by emotionally? Or are you going to give it to your boss? Are you going to give your love and your emotion? And, you know, we know, of course, we're going to react when our spouse does something, or our girlfriend or our boyfriend does something that hurts our feelings. That's who we should reserve that emotional intelligence for. Not for Biden, not for Trump, not for all these people. I'm not saying Trump coming back won't change things, guys. I'm not saying that another president coming back. They swing the pendulum to the left. They swing it to the right, guys. Every single time. Every single time. You have to stop playing the outside in game. So if you knew, or you had an idea that another pandemic was coming, if you knew that some dis-ease was going to be put into the air, whatever it is, if it's true or it happened or they created it, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's fake. It doesn't matter if the earth is fat. What matters is what are you going to do about it? So what I'm doing is I'm getting healthier. I'm eating so much better right now, so much better than I have been. I'm eating a lot of healthy foods, trying to eat, organic meats, fruits, and I'm enjoying and being balanced on the weekend with my kids. I have everything. I have a spiritual coach, a mental coach. We have a business team. We now have a sales team. I have coaches in every single area now, guys. I am taking this so seriously. This isn't about just being fit 1 year, financially free 1 year, and spiritually free. It's spiritual, financial, mental, physical, and it doesn't matter what happens in the outside world because I'm creating it. I'm creating it. Now, if something happens and that pandemic comes into my paradigm and hurts one of my family members, we will deal with it at that point. And what we're going to do is we're going to focus on what we can do, not what we can't do. We're going to raise our frequency. We're going to keep our vibration high. We're going to do everything we can within the physical world that God created and allowed us to do so that we can beat that energy. Energy is just a low frequency energy. It's our cells reacting to something within the physical world that we can embody and tell ourselves what to do. And we will raise our frequency as high as humanly possible, and we will beat it. And God forbid something happens, somebody passes. Think about that for just a moment. I'm going to go a little bit deeper this week. You know, you think about this. If you think about the physical world, right, you come into the physical world. Like God comes a soul, God, wanting to experience. Like my coach told me, he said that, asked this question to our academy too. How do you know God is perfect? How does God know he's perfect? Think about that. How he knows he's perfect is he comes through the soul of us into the ethereal body, through the womb, through the matrix to experience with you. So think about that. Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is in you. You are, isn't it written that you're kings? You are God's children. And so if you're God's children, yeah, the only thing you should fear is not respecting that and doing the best you can with the resources you had, knowing you're not going to be perfect, aiming for perfection, knowing it's not possible because God came through you to experience life. So go experience life. Have fun. Enjoy yourself. Stop worrying about all this bullshit. Like, you're the one creating it. All this stuff is happening. All of us, this is our responsibility. Everything happening in the world is us. We created this. If we all took radical responsibility for this, if we all took radical responsibility that we actually created this, and we all got on a microphone and all 8 billion people said, you know what, starting tomorrow, I'm going to get my shit together. This all would stop. The war would stop. Poverty would stop because everybody would be working harder on themselves. Our frequencies would go through the roof and the earth would just rebirth itself into cooperation. But we know that's not going to happen. We know that history repeats itself or rhymes over and over and over and over and over and over again. But that doesn't have to happen for you. You, as you sit right now, are an expansive consciousness being that can make decisions, that can have fun. My kids and I have been manifesting for years now. Broke on the parents' couch to walking around Barrett Jackson yesterday. I guarantee you within the next couple of years, we will be buying a car at that auction because we said we would a couple years ago. going to these events when we had no money in the bank account, manifesting, looking at these things, feeling the frequency, being in the energy, living it, embodying it. And I guarantee you within a couple of years, we'll be buying a car at that auction for fun. Because we can, we will, we create, we enjoy ourselves, we have fun, we expand consciousness. We're not aiming for perfection, knowing it. We're aiming for perfection, knowing it's not possible. We do the best we can to do high frequency loving things. And we don't worry about what everybody else is doing. So guys, it's coming. I've been preparing you guys for this year for years now. The question is, what are you going to do about it? Seriously, most of you guys are still sitting on the sidelines. But nobody's going to come and grab your hand and make you do it. Nobody's going to force you to do it. This is your time. This is your life. God loves you. God is with you. No matter how low you are, there is no the religion that's making you think you're a sinner and all this stuff. We're all fucking sinners. How does God know that he is perfect? He has to dip down into this lower energy field to experience through you, to expand, to have the experience that he wants to experience. And then boom, you go back to light. And how amazing is that? When somebody passes away, I'm celebrating their death because they get to go back to perfection with God. That is absolutely amazing. When I pass, I want a party. I want a freaking, my daughter DJ, I want her DJing, mixing it up and having a fucking party because I get to go back to the light. Think about that. But we get shotgunned into this world. The baby's crying. The doctor's slapping him on the ass. It's a painful process. So it's God coming back into creation to experience what God wants to experience. But what we're doing is we're externalizing God with this religious stuff, saying that you got to go through the blood of Jesus Christ. No, Jesus said it's internal. It's within you. I am the walking Christ. I am not me. You and I are Christ embodied. He was us and I am you. That's what he was trying to explain to us. They created this magic trick because he said the devil is the prince of the earth. So what the devil did is created all this separation. My religion is better than yours, like a bunch of little kids in the sandbox. My toy's bigger than yours. My go-kart is faster than yours. Grow the fuck up. We're all children of God. Catholics, you got it. Jehovah's Witness, you got it. Church of Latter-day Saints, you got it. Get in your sandbox. Get your shit together. Stop worrying about the other religions are doing and actually practice what you preach. Embody the teachings of Jesus Christ. He wasn't in the church, guys. He wasn't in the church. He was going from village to village, person to person. He wasn't in the church family. He was not a religion. He was the risen King, Christ, Christos. He was a vibration. He was an energy. His name isn't Jesus Christ. His name is Yeshua. It's Yeshua. Go study. Start there. Study the name Jesus. That's not his name. If he was walking around in our times, you said, hey, Jesus, he wouldn't turn around, guys. His name isn't Jesus. His name is Yeshua. They changed his name for a specific reason, guys. They celebrate his birthday on the 25th for a specific reason. They're externalizing all of this for you so that you won't know how powerful you are. Jesus Christ is real. Christ is real. God is real. God loves you. God is embodied in you. So if you believe that in God, then don't disrespect God. Go out there and live your life today. Stop worrying about all the other bullshit. That's God experiencing God. That's you. It's a vision of you. And if you have a bunch of chaos in your life, that's you. I'll talk about that tomorrow. We're going to talk about the mirror reflection, which is you. So I love you guys. I appreciate you. Get your shit together. Let's go. Let's expand conscious. I want to win with you. There's enough abundance for all of us to be the richest people in the world. Warriors, rise. Get your shit together. Let's go.